So the learning today should be discussed Ilai Nishma Sadecha Rav Chaim Elazar Ben Shem Shenari, as well as discuss for an Ilai Nishama for Rav Yaakov Yosef Ben Chaim Menachem Ben Tzion. It should also be a discuss for Fur Shleima. V'chaim Moshishu B'makach Chaim Dov Ben Minarachol Chanalei B'Shem Derachon Abadati Ben Peril, as well as discuss for all those in the Makom Sakana Eretz Yisrael and those risking their lives to protect it. So we continue now in the topic of Dibur. And we talked yesterday about the second most critical form of Dibur, or purpose of Dibur for a Dvar Mitzvah, and that was for Tefillah. Today we're going to talk about other mitzvahs associated with Dibur. And specifically, we're going to hone in on the Sheish Zechirois. Now, in actuality, he identifies 10 Zechirois because based on a different Siddur than the one we used, this Siddur Chodesh Bechadshai, and he's going to touch it in his topic of Zechirois and Zion. There are actually 10 that he identifies that should be said, but it's the same idea. The Sheish, the 10, the idea is to go through these areas that, I guess, strengthen our mood on a daily basis. So he says like this, Mitzvah Asara Zechirois Bepeh, the mitzvah to say the 10 remembrances with your mouth, K'muva B'Sidurim, which is brought down in the Sidurim, V'afagav D'Pamachas B'Yom Sagi, even though it's enough to do it once a day, nevertheless, the more you do it, the more praiseworthy it is. Mitzvah kavod, and you're fulfilling a mitzvah by reciting it. Each one of them has many details that we're also supposed to remember. And discussion of anything contained therein is considered a mitzvah. Is just like discussion of the remembrance itself. Meaning, so you have Sheish Zechirois. So let's say you talk about the month. What's the man? You're remembering that Kadosh Baruch Hu provides, and that strengthens a person bitachon. Whatever money you're going to make is all determined by a Kadosh Baruch Hu. Now, the zechira itself is about the man. The extension of the zechira is that nowadays I recognize that everything I have comes from Hashem, and just like He provided the man in the midbar, so too Abitachon is going to provide for me today. So that's what He means when He says it's an extension. So when you learn Shar Bitachon, you essentially are learning an extension of the zechira about the man. And he gives another example. He says, "Kegoin mitzvah sechiras yitzias Mitzrayim." The mitzvah to remember leaving Mitzrayim, lav davki yitzias Mitzrayim, is not exclusively limited to remembering the Exodus itself. Elo kol chazdei Hashem v'niflais v'asherasa, but to remember all the kindnesses and all the wondrous acts that HaKadosh Baruch Hu performed at that time. Bein lechlolis Yisrael, bein leprati, bein laatzma, bein lacherim, whether to Klal Yisrael as a whole or to a specific group, whether to a person himself or others. Amasaper behem mitzvah kavet. Somebody speaks of any of these miracles, he fulfills a mitzvah of his El Rubai Shal Sefer Tehillim. And this type of praise is the purpose of most of Sefer Tehillim. So to remember the extension, to remember our God did great chesed with and great neflois and great nisim when we left Mitzrayim. And not only did he take us out, but he did all these wondrous things for us. And by extension, we remember all the good that he continues to do for us today. And David HaMelech warns us in various places. He says, Zichru Nifleisav, remember God's wonders. Haidio v'amam alilaisav, make his actions known amongst the people. V'chahena rabbis and other similar cases. V'anavi yamar chazdei Hashem askir. Yeshaya says, I'm going to remember HaKadosh Baruch Hu's kindness. V'akol p'ayneh amakam echel hakir aitzim yichotay. And all of these directives have one goal in mind, that a person should recognize the full scope of God's power. V'ashkechasi yizbarach, and the attention that he gives us. The Havasai, the Chemlasai, is love and his affection, and to inspire us to love and fear him, meaning God has this affection towards us, and we should reciprocate it back towards him. So that is Schira of Yitzias Mitzrayim. Then he says, Zubain Schiras, HaShabbos, Maimon HaSinai, remembering Shabbos, remembering Sinai. Lav Dafka is not exclusively to these two specific items. Elim Yiskar, Tavis HaKadosh Baruch Hu. If you simply recall good things that HaKadosh Baruch Hu did for you, v'rav tov asher gamalanu, and the abundance of goodness that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us, v'asher ratzah HaKadosh Baruch Hu l'zakas es Yisrael, v'hirbo lehem tar mitzvahs mishpatei Hashem yisharim. God wanted to give us chusim, and therefore he gave us the Torah and mitzvahs, and the mishpatei Hashem yisharim, that they keep us proper. Ein lanu chesed gadol mizeh, there is no greater kindness than this. Gam dibur zeh l'mitzvah yichashev. Speaking this out is also going to be considered a mitzvah. So if a person stops and says, how lucky I am to be a Yid, how lucky I am that God chose me, separated me from the other nations, and I quote-unquote won the lottery, the real lottery, the one that matters. So when you do that, that is essentially a tilde of the Av, which is the Schira of Maimon HaR Sinai itself. He says, when a person thinks of it this way, there's no greater kindness than this. Kam dibur zeh l'mitzvah yichashev. This type of speech will also be considered a mitzvah. V'chein b'schiras haman, when it comes to mentioning the man, v'chi hu anoisin l'koyach lav dafka, as well as the fact that God alone gives strength to make people wealthy, that's also not the exclusive idea. El kol asher yizkar v'yisaper chasdei Hashem sehiz min lo yipanes osay. Excuse me. Bein derech teva, bein shaloi k'derech teva. So whenever a person recalls the kindness that Hashem does for him, anything related to parnasa. So as an example, let's say you get on this share, and as you're getting off the call with a client, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu provided this unbelievable hashgacha pratis that you landed this client, and you're making a lot of money. So when you go over and you share that information, and you expound upon it, and you show thanks to HaKadosh Baruch Hu with your dibur, so that now is an extension of Schiras Haman, because that is the purpose of the month. The purpose of all these remembrances is not just to remember, but to instill in us something, whether it's a recognition of Hashem Hu Echad, whether it's a recognition of the chesed that Hashem does for us, just like He took us out of Mitzrayim, whether it's a recognition that all parnasa comes from Him, just like the man. So all of these are really starting points for a person to have the proper philosophy. He says, "V'chein b'schiras Amalek." When it comes to remembering Amalek, what's the real purpose of remembering Amalek? Hein b'chlal lizkar ki hu bara mashchis l'chabul l'maisiv kach b'tishtachach l'de maisiv amachayrim. He says basically, what does Amalek want? What's at the bottom line of Amalek? Amalek wants us to forget about HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Amalek wants us to say that there is no such thing as Hashgacha Pratis, that everything is fate and everything is determined by the stars, and there is no Chalila God that's running things. That is Amalek. And therefore, whenever we recognize that God is the creator of the world and God is the one running things, so that not only is a kiyum of recognition of Hashem, but it's also a kiyum of the schira of Amalek, because that's really the lesson of Amalek. And potentially that's why when Amalek's main point is that there is no God doesn't care what we do, or God is not watching what we do. The first thing that we say in Shulchan Aruch is lafukeidetz. What do we say? Shivisi Hashem enagdi, that the way that we get away from sin is recognizing that God is with us. Amalek's just the opposite. Amalek is saying God doesn't care whether he is there, he isn't there, but either way, he doesn't care. It doesn't matter what you do, everything's preordained, and you can't change that. And so maybe that's why the first words of the Shulchan Aruch are Shivisi Hashem. And he says that when you do an Aveiro, you're now giving Karech to the Sitra Achra, which is the Malach representing Amalek. The Garim Shein HaKadosh Baruch Hu Yochal Avir Memshel Ezodon. And you have to remain aware that you're causing Hashem to be unable, Kaviyachol, to remove evil from the world. Vein Hashem Shalom, Vein Kisei Shalom, God's name is not complete, His throne is not complete, until Amalek is completely eradicated. That's the pasuk, Ki Yod Al Kes Ka, that there's this thing on the throne of Hashem. Mitzvah. He says, through thinking about these things, a person will come to do tshuva for any averus. And this is also the purpose of the mitzvah, to do vidui every day. This is also included in the zechira, to remember how we angered Hashem. And to recall and discuss, even though we sinned, God did not repay us according to our deeds. We didn't repay us according to our sins, meaning that even though we may have done wrong, but HaKadosh Baruch Hu nevertheless stops us and does not treat us in the same way. He still does chesed with us. And, excuse me again, and that is the purpose of the Sechira about, this is an extension of the Sechira about Amalek, is that God's kisei is not complete. And every time we do an Avera, we're giving karech to the Sitra Achra, which does not allow God to be established in this world, but also as an extension of that, and yet HaKadosh Baruch Hu still does good to us. So it's almost a circular thing. God does good for us. We don't repay it with goodness back. We don't treat God the way He should be treated. But nevertheless, God still continues to sustain us, and continues to provide for us, and continues to have mercy upon us.